How are you? Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Sorry to pull you away from...
No, no.
So far away from where the action is.
No, every little bit helps. Thank you. Yeah. All right, thank you.
Well, that's not the kind of thing you expect to see in Camarillo every day.
No, unfortunately not.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I guess if you just kind of want to tell me what you're doing prior to everything happening and...
Yeah, I just had pulled up to the light.
Okay.
I don't know what the hell direction is. I was off the freeway, turning onto Daly.
So you're on Carmen?
Turning left onto Daly.
Okay, so you're facing north. Okay.
And so I stopped at the light.
Okay.
And I saw the radio car with the lights on.
Okay.
You know, over here.
Okay.
So I had a clear view of that, and I said, you know, okay, is there an accident? No. And there was no car in front of it.
Okay.
Like he hadn't pulled someone over.
Okay.
So I said, oh, it's a pedestrian stop. Something happens. And I saw, at that point, what I thought was a woman because of the dress, the clothing.
Okay.
But I didn't see, I just saw it in the back.
Okay.
And it looked like she was sort of running. And the officer was running in front of her. And I thought, what the hell is this? Some sort of a new sobriety test or something?
Right, yeah, right.
That was weird. Because it didn't really look like that person was assailing the officer at that point. And they went behind the radio car, so I sort of lost view.
Okay.
For a split second. And when they came out on the other side, I could see that the officer had already drawn his sidearm and had it controlled and pointed.
Okay.
And then the shots were fired.
Okay.
And, you know, I wasn't positive if there were shots fired before they cleared the car.
Okay.
It was sort of hard to tell.
Okay.
But by the time they had cleared the car, it seemed like there were at least maybe four rapid shots.
Okay.
Very close range. And I thought, what the hell? Like, you know, he can't have missed all of those. Why is that person still, you know, going after the officer, but then they kind of stumbled and fell into the street.
Okay.
At that point, I saw how big the body was, and I thought, well, that just got to be a guy, but dressed funny.
Right.
You know, so, but it was clearly not a woman anymore.
Right.
And so when I, the light changed and I turned left, but at that point, the assailant was down in the street.
Okay. Okay. Now, when you got off the freeway and you were set up to make a left-hand turn,
yeah,
we'll call, you were northbound Carmen onto, we'll call it westbound Daly. Were you the first car?
First or second.
So do you recall any cars being in front of you, or were you the first car at the...
If there may have been a car in front of me, but okay. I'm not positive.
What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Ram pickup.
Okay, so you were...
I was high and
above.
I had a perfect...
Okay, so you didn't have any obstruction?
Nothing. No.
So you're saying that you noticed, because you saw the police car with the lights on.
Right.
And did you see any kind of altercation between the officer and this other person, or?
No, by that time, it was, now, I obviously, that person was running after the officer.
Okay.
And the officer was obviously trying to distance himself from this, the assailant. And when they cleared the car, that he was continuing to try and, you know, keep a distance.
Did you see the other, we'll say the individual for this point of the conversation, did the individual have anything in their hands? Or
not
did
that
you
I
see?
Could see.
Okay.
I couldn't see if there was a weapon or not. And I couldn't tell you if they were black, yellow, green. I mean, I never saw a face. I just saw the individual from the back.
Okay. Were your windows up or down?
Windows were. My window was down. Every other window was
okay.
Up.
Were you able to hear any yelling by either the individual or the officer?
No. The only thing I heard was the shots.
Did you see the shooting or just heard it?
I saw it.
Okay, so you saw the officer.
I saw the officer. He had his weapon under good control and aimed nicely at the person. Because my next thought was, gee, I hope nobody was in the background. Because there were enough shots that I was hoping nobody in the background was, you know.
And then you were surprised because the subject didn't go down after?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, not like in the movies, is it?
Never is.
Yeah.
I mean, I did two tours in Vietnam.
And yeah, so you know.
Thought, you know, it's not unusual, but.
So let me ask you this, and I know this sounds like an oddball question, but the officer, what was he wearing? What was his clothing?
It looked like his typical uniform.
So he'd be recognized as a police officer?
Oh, yeah.
So, okay.
No question about that.
Okay. After when the shooting occurred, what was the officer doing, or what happened? After he shot, what happened next?
Well, when he shot at such close range, I mean, it was just astounding. And it seemed to me that the officer had stopped firing. The mm-hmm. person seemed like the individual was continuing to kind of come towards the officer, mm-hmm. but he had already started to fade,
okay.
you know, and stumbled at the curb and then fell into the street. And
okay.
the officer was, I don't think he was more than 6 feet.
Okay.
You know, it almost seemed, when I replay it, it almost seemed like the individual had grabbed the officer at that point, but went down at the same time.
Okay, so they were close.
It seemed, yeah, they were that close.
Okay. And then, did you at any point see the officer with a taser or any other?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Was there anybody else that was with the individual?
Not that I could see.
Okay.
The officer was right at the corner. Mm-hmm. I mean, the radio car.
And that's where you first picked it up?
Right.
Okay.
And so there could have been a second individual on
okay.
the other side of the radio car that I okay. didn't see.
Okay.
The only thing that really caught my eye was this colorful garb mm-hmm. sort of running, moving quickly. And I thought, well, that's kind of odd.
But what you saw is the end. So at this point, they're Carmen.
Yeah.
And this individual's advancing towards the officer, and the officer's retreating.
Right.
Is the officer, is his back to the individual,
It was more like, it was more like he was like this.
Okay.
And that's when I thought, is this some sort of a sobriety check? I'm trying to see if that person can run
okay.
after, you know?
Oh, okay.
It was an odd-looking deal.
Okay.
Because he wasn't running this way.
Okay.
He kept that person in his sights.
Okay.
And at some point, he, you know, gone to a sidearm.
Okay. Everything was real quick? It wasn't?
Yeah, no, it wasn't for long.
Okay. All right.
And I know it's probably not very helpful, but...
No, that's extremely helpful. So, like I said, what you've told me is something that I haven't heard from someone else, and, you know, so it's all very helpful.
Okay.
Do you happen to have your driver's license? If you don't mind, I'll give you my card.
You're not going to give me a ticket, are you?
No. I haven't written a ticket in a while. Thank you.
Are you internal affairs or?
No, I'm a homicide detective.
Hmm. Yeah. And my wife called me after I told her what had gone on. She said, "Well, they say that the person is injured," and I said, "Yeah, injured, dead."
When the subject went to the ground,
yeah.
Did he just lay there, or did he do anything? Okay. All right.
No, face down.
Okay.
You know, it's funny out here. Sometimes you see these things, and you say, "Well, this is a movie scene or something."
Yeah,
I mean,
it just doesn't. Yeah, because it's so out of the ordinary.
It really
and
is.
And odd that you don't see, you know. Yeah, that's going to definitely catch your attention.